tribes, local governments, and residents from the King Cove region are suing federal officials for denying them the right to build a road through a wildlife refuge. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal has more.
King Cove residents have been arguing for years that a road would be the easiest, safest way to get to emergency medevac flights at the all-weather airstrip in Cold Bay. They didn't stop arguing when Interior Secretary Sally Jewell decided in December that she wouldn't allow a land swap in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. That had been the best hope for getting a road built.
But at the point where we can't let this go and we've got to keep moving forward.
Della Trumbull is a spokeswoman for the King Cove Corporation and the Ogdow Tribe. They're two of the plaintiffs on a lawsuit that was filed Wednesday in United States District Court in Anchorage. The complaint alleges that the Interior Department's decision to reject the road violates the Constitution and several federal laws, including the National Environmental Policy Act and the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. This isn't the first legal action by advocates of the road. In April, the state of Alaska announced that it might sue the federal government to establish a right-of-way through the refuge based on historic use. But Della Trumbull says that's a separate case.
They're related in some ways, but they are not the same. Part of this lawsuit is basically saying that the EIS that was submitted to the secretary is basically inaccurate.
Trumbull is talking about the environmental impact statement, which was completed in 2013. The Interior Secretary used that document to make her final determination on the land swap. Trumbull argues that it didn't provide a full picture.
The EIS technically falls heavily on the side of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife in regard to the wilderness. It does not take into consideration the human factor and the health and safety issues that revolve around it, as directed by Congress.
This spring, Trumbull and several other King Cove officials traveled to Washington, D.C. They wanted to lobby Secretary Jewell to reconsider her decision. In return, Jewell requested a report explaining why a road is the only viable option to get from King Cove to Cold Bay during medical emergencies. Trumbull says the King Cove group turned in that report almost 2 months ago.
But we have not had any communication or response from her to this point.
That's not acceptable, according to Robert Dillon. He's a spokesman for Senator Lisa Murkowski, who's criticized the Obama administration for its handling of the road.
They want the people of King Cove to go away and stop bothering them. And that's the most important thing, is to keep reminding them that this issue remains alive and that the people of King Cove are not going to go away until their children and their families are safe.
A representative for the Interior Department declined to comment because of the pending litigation. The defendants on the lawsuit include Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, along with the Assistant Secretaries for Indian Affairs and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Employees of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Eisenbeck Refuge are also listed. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.